Welcome to the Boon Goons. This is our new podcast, and today we'll be talking about media bias and the effects that it has on politics. This is my co-host, Tala, and my name is Audie. Tala, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. A little tired, but it's also like 8:30 in the morning.
Great time. Did you eat today?
No.
I didn't eat either. I got snacks over here, unless you want them. Got some cold water. But today, we're going to talk about media bias. Audie, do you know what media bias is?
I do not.
All right, let me tell you. Media bias is when a news source reports a story based on their opinion. Although we want to believe that everything we hear from the news is 100% true and unbiased because we're so curious and just want to be involved with all this drama, just like your average high school.
Dang, it really sounds like Cadillac High School.
It's just a natural thing to be curious about, though. A lot of media bias, I think, comes from politics. When politics are involved, it comes to be in harsh waves. For example, I saw this article the other day about cybersecurity. One article said that the title was "Video of Trump Saying DNC Should Be Ashamed for Getting Hacked Resurfaces After NRCC Hack Is Revealed." But the other one stated, "Is exclusive emails of top NRCC officials stolen in major 2018 hack." Now, if those don't sound different, I don't know what does.
I mean, yeah, you can clearly see there that there's different viewpoints, but not just because they're different news sources, but because when you read the titles, you expect them to be a little bit different. And you read them and it's a little bit more thought out and it's all the same.
Why do you think it is that politics trigger this media bias more than other topics?
I don't know, I feel like you can have more of an opinion on politics than other topics.
Well, a lot of people want their opinion to be heard, even if it involves broadcasting it through a news source to just try to get people to even agree with it or disagree. Their opinion versus a story comes very different when it comes to like a lot of presidential issues or decisions, and a lot of state issues and federal, a lot of that conservative, liberal type of stuff.
Makes sense.
What are some media bias do you think happen currently? What are some topics that you know of?
Everything going on with the trials of everything that happened with the 2016 election, with all the officials getting arrested and being charged with hacking and everything from Russia.
And recently, in Michigan, we just got marijuana legalized, and I feel like a lot of people got something to say about that.
That's pretty accurate, especially in Cadillac.
Hometown.
Wexford County, more. Wexford County, after the vote, Wexford County was a no county. But it passed anyway because throughout the state there was more yeses than noes.
And even though it still got legalized within the state, it is still a federal issue.
That's true.
A lot of people do not like that.